This is a disclaimer. This episode includes spoilers.
And the brutal mispronunciation of names and cities.
Which we are incredibly sorry for.
And do not mean to offend anyone in any way, shape, or form.
Now let's get on to the episode. Hey, this is Katie.
And this is Ella.
And you're listening to
Celebrity Deep Dive. Here we review America's favorite celebrities and dive deeper into their off-screen lives. We cover everything from their childhood to their current status.
Today, we're taking a look at the new and fashion icon, Katy Perry.
All right, so let's start off with her childhood. She was born on October 25th, 1984, which makes her a Scorpio, and she was born in Santa Barbara, California.
Childhood information. She is of English, German, Irish, and Portuguese descent, and moved around the country from ages 3 to 11 because of her parents starting churches and moving.
Mm-hmm. Again. And by the time she was 11, they moved back to Santa Barbara, and that's where she spent her adolescence. Then her early life activities. She did a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
She took dance lessons, vocal lessons, wrote songs using a guitar she got for her birthday, roller skated, skateboarded, surfed, and would sing gospel songs in church.
So moving on to claim to fame. Her singing debut was her song I Kissed a Girl, which came out in 2008.
Mm-hmm. And her biggest hit was E.T. in 2010.
Now we're going to list her songs in our trademarked back and forth.
Yes. All right, Katie, you want to start?
Sure. Bigger Than Me.
Birthday.
Bon Appetit.
By the Grace of God.
California Girls.
Chained to the Rhythm.
Choose Your Battles.
Circle the Drain.
Dark Horse.
Okay, I don't even know. Deja Vu? Is that what this is?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, a lot of interesting writing, and normally I would spell this out for you, but I don't even know what some of these symbols mean. So we're going to call it Deja Vu.
So it's a capital D, a capital A with like a squiggly accent on it, a copyright C, a lowercase J, a capital A with a squiggle on it, and then a space, and two lowercase V.
I'm pretty sure that's pronounced Deja Vu. But we're just going to go with that.
Like, what?
I don't know. Moving on.
A Double Rainbow.
E.T.
Finger
Firework.
Ghost.
Hey.
Hot and Cold.
Hummingbird Heartbeat.
I Kissed a Girl.
If I'm Still Breathing.
If You Can't Afford
International
Me.
Smile.
Into Me You See.
It Takes Two.
Last Friday Night.
Legendary Lovers.
Lost.
Love Me.
Mannequin.
Mind Maze.
Miss You More.
Not Like the Movies.
One of the Boys.
Peacock.
Pearl.
Pendulum.
Power.
Roar.
Roulette.
Save As Draft.
Self-Inflicted.
Spiritual.
Swish.
Teenage Dream.
That the one that got away.
Thinking of You.
This Is How We
This
Do.
This Moment.
Tsunami.
Unconditionally.
You're So Gay.
Waking Up in Vegas.
Walking on Air.
Who Am I Living For?
And Witness. Woo, mm-hmm. Yeah. She's a ton of songs.
She does.
And coming up, we'll talk about her new song, which she actually came out today.
Yeah, very exciting.
Yeah. Now we're going to move on to her current status. She currently released an album today, August 28th, 2020, called Smile.
And she also had a daughter very recently, just a couple days ago.
So yeah.
Be a new
so the songs on her album are Never Really Over,
Cry About It Later,
Teary Eyes,
Daisies,
Resilient,
Not the End of the World,
Smile,
Champagne Problems,
Tucked,
Harley's in Hawaii,
Only Love,
and What Makes a Woman.
All right, so now we're going to move on to her awards. You can go.
Okay. She was nominated for 334 awards. She won 101, and 0 are pending.
All right. So we're going to list 20 of them.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. You want to go first?
Okay. In 2011, she won the Special Achievement Award.
In 2012, she won Favorite Pop/Rock Female Artist.
In 2014, she won Favorite Pop/Rock Female Artist again.
And in 2014, she won Favorite Adult Contemporary Artist.
In 2009, she won Most Performed Song for I Kissed a Girl.
Mm-hmm. And in 2014, she won a Single of the Year for Dark Horse featuring Juicy J.
Mm-hmm. Then in 2010, she won, or 2009, sorry, she won Most Performed Song for Hot and Cold.
And won it again for that same song in 2010.
In 2010, she won Most Performed Song for Waking Up in Vegas.
And she won Most Performed Song for California Girls in 2011.
In 2011, she also won Most Performed Song for Teenage Dream.
And in 2012, she won Most Performed Song for Firework.
In 2012, she won Most Performed Song for Teenage Dream again for the second year in a row.
And that same year, she won Most Performed Song for E.T. featuring Kanye West.
Most Performed Song, once again, for Last Friday Night in 2012.
And Most Performed Song in 2013 for The One That Got Away.
Most Performed Song for Part of Me in 2013.
Most Performed Song for Wide Awake in both 2013 and 2014.
Mm-hmm. And in 2014 for Roar, you guessed it, Most Performed Song.
Yeah.
So that's all the awards we're going to go over here. Those are the top 20. But she won Most Performed Song a lot.
Yes.
Like, that was a lot of Most Performed Song.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so now we're going to move on to her family life. Her childhood family, her mother is Mary Perry.
Mm-hmm.
And her father is Keith Hudson, which is her actual last name, but she it wasn't, like, a very good stage name. So yeah, she also used her mother's maiden name.
Yeah. Also not to be confused with Kate Hudson, so that she had some issues with that. So she calls herself Katy Perry.
Her siblings, she has an older sister named Angela Hudson and a younger brother named David Hudson.
For her current family, her former spouse was Russell Brand from 2010 to 2012. He's a comedian, actor, and a writer. Her current partner is Orlando Bloom from 2016 to now, and they were supposed to get married in March of this year in Japan, but COVID put their wedding on hold, so we'll see when that happens. They also have a daughter, Daisy Dove Bloom. She was born Wednesday, August 26th, 2020. And as of the day this is released, she is only 2 days old.
She's so tiny.
Yeah, I know. We were looking at so many adorable pictures.
All right. So that's all we have today about her family life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we're going to move on to her gossip. Let's get on to the gossip portion. So, first, I'm going to let you guys know Katie's going to be taking most of this. It was Katie's gossip week here. So, Katie, you want to take it away?
All right. So, the title of our gossip today is Jennifer Aniston is said to be the godmother to Katie and Orlando's new baby. So, apparently these rumors started because Katie and Jennifer have been spending a lot of time together during this quarantine. But Katie has stated in many ways that this is not the case. So, like the fact that just because she's the godmother of her friend's co-star Courtney Cox's 16-year-old doesn't mean she'll want to do it again. And Katie, in an interview, dismissed the rumors completely. And she said, Jennifer texted us because we're friendly with her, and Orlando is one of her good friends. And we were like, wow, this is a wild rumor. I mean, God knows with her, she's had everything said about her. But I guess this is a fun rumor. But no, we have no idea where it came from. She also called the rumors a product of the media and the internet. So she shut that one down real quick. And I don't know if it's just me, but, like, I didn't think, like, I don't know. When I saw this headline, I was just like, Jennifer Aniston and Katy Perry? Like, I didn't know they
didn't even, like, got along or anything. They kind of seem like almost two separate worlds. Like, I don't always associate them together. But that could just be us. We're kind of weird sometimes, so.
All right, so now we're going to move on. Oh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we're going to move on to the lightning round, where we do some random facts that maybe didn't fit anywhere else, or we're just better here, where we could do them real quickly. All right, Kate, you want to start us?
All right, so her net worth is $125 million as of a 2016 estimate, so it could have gone up.
Yeah, that is a ton.
I know.
All right, when she performs I Kissed a Girl, fans usually throw chapstick at her because of the lyrics tastes of her cherry chapstick.
Hmm. She's a natural blonde.
Her favorite number is 9.
She has a cat named Kitty Purry.
She loves to jump rope, and she says that's her best way of keeping in shape.
She helped deliver her sister's baby from a living room and recorded everything on her phone.
She gives her performance outfits to the backstage crew. So everybody remind me to go work backstage for Katy Perry.
She's written songs for numerous other singers like Kelly Clarkson, Selena Gomez, and Ashley Tisdale.
Her song, I Kissed a Girl, was inspired by actress Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah, those are some weird facts.
Yeah, these might be some of the weirdest facts we've had so far.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
So that's all I have today about Katy Perry.
Make sure to tune in next Friday for another podcast episode and subscribe to our podcast to get notified about our weekly episodes.
And follow us on Instagram at CelebDeepDive and Twitter at CelebDeepDive, where you can suggest other celebrities and other information you want to hear about them.
Also, don't forget to share this podcast with your family and friends.
And check out our website, which is linked in our bio. So, thanks for listening to
Celebrity Deep Dive.
Bye.
Bye.